Blue cheese is far inferior to ranch. Now, who takes shots of maple syrup? Definitely made it seem like they didn't want to be there because they didn't support Justin, not because of the coronavirus. Hey, buddy, you need a rose to advance. What up, my beautiful rose betches? It is I, Edward, August 3rd or 4th, whatever the hell day it is. Hometowns, but not hometowns, in New Mexico. Katie season, lots to talk about. Obviously, it was the Greg Show, guys. We will get into that. We will break it all down. I got tons of resources, tons of articles, tons of tea, all about Greg. Not a good guy, all right? Said it last week, not looking like a great guy. More shit's coming out that he's not a great guy. So we will talk about the Greg situation. We'll talk about the hometowns. We'll talk about what's going to happen next week on the finale, because I have no idea. I think it's a three-hour finale, so I don't know what to do about that. Bachelor Nation news, some Chris Harrison drama. Lots to talk about, so buckle in, get you a little tea. If it's a nighttime, have your little beveragino, and let's have a good time together, all right? Hometowns in New Mexico. Big gripe. Okay, right off the bat, gripe session. What, like, why are we still calling these hometowns? You know what I mean? I get it, COVID, travel, all, I get it. Trust me, I do. Okay, we saw it on Tayshia Claire season. But, like, I feel like there is a way where we could have safely done some sort of hometown in their city, right? If it's all outdoor in the summer, we know that it's fine to be outdoors, apparently. I just feel like we could have done an actual hometown. Maybe not all the traveling, and maybe Eddie, like, shut the F up, which is fine. But there's just, what I'm trying to say is there's something about the hometowns not being in, like, the contestant cities and bringing them to New Mexico that just felt a little off to me. Now, the essence, the creating the dates, the idea of needing the other person's family, is this the right one? Are you ready for an engagement? It's still all there. But there's just something so great about the change of scenery, about seeing someone in their natural environment, about seeing like the hometown stuff when they go on little dates during the day, and we see if they're teachers, we go to their classroom, all that stuff. All right, and I miss it. But I think they do a good job of bringing the hometowns to New Mexico. Speaking of which, Blake Mayonnaise, Canada theme. Now, didn't we have another Canada themed on these quarantine hometowns? I think it was Serena. Was it? And Matt James. Yeah, I think it was. Syrup shot. Now, who takes shots of maple syrup? I understand if they have, like, alcohol in them. And, like, Blake put up a cool video of him doing a shot of just plain syrup. But Canada people, we have a lot of you listening, all right? You're beautiful rose betches. You guys really doing shots of syrup, maple syrup? Side note, on Netflix, I watched a really good documentary all about, like, the syrup business in Canada. It's wild. There's like mafia and blackmailing, and it is a dirty business. Sticky business. So that was comment number one. Comment number two, absolutely loved the darts game they played with Dares. So cute, so creative, so personable. And I think that's, like, a thing in, like, general, like, people now in this world, obviously we love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette for the over-the-top dates. Like, we want to see the castles and the helicopter rides, right? That's why we watch it on a TV show. But I think this shows, especially in quarantine times, you can do really, really cute and cheap and meaningful dates and date ideas with just some goddamn creativity. Throwing darts at a balloon. Balloons are like 15 cents. You get them on Amazon. And then you can put a piece of paper with some creative thoughts. And, like, tough questions. And it's like a funny, it gives you a reason, I think, to talk about tough things. So, absolutely love the darts date. And then touch me on your favorite body part. I mean, Blake and Katie, those two are the most sexual beings. And it's great. Good for them. It's just so obvious. And even the parents know how sexual Blake is. Katie put up a couple good Instagrams. One, I'm not even going to say what it was. Two posts. One, she put up a very, I'm going to say hot, I think objectively hot post of her in, like, lingerie. Like, very, very interesting. Go look at that. But two, she put up a post. I don't know if this was a joke or not. It has to have been a joke now that I think about it. She put up a post of a sex toy that was shaped like a male body part, but it was designed like the Canadian flag. And her comment was like, I put on a church outfit. Well, best dress, worst dress. I put on a church outfit to receive this. Now, I really don't think the parents or sister brought it, to be determined. Maybe someone sent it to her. Because she went on Jimmy Kimmel and said she's been receiving a lot of sex toys from companies for free. So maybe it was that, but then she fooled us. So that was wild. And talk about foreshadowing of the century. When Blake Mayonnaise and Katie were playing hockey on their date, the daytime date, and Greg was watching, I mean, they definitely did that on purpose. The whole Greg thing, I think, was a lot on purpose. One, I think they did that on purpose. I think the location of that hockey date was purposely outside of Greg's room, because clearly Greg was telling producers, either on camera or off camera, like, this is tough. Like, I can't believe she hasn't picked me yet. We're still down to these numbers. Like, how's it not me and her? Boom. Oh, I have a great idea to drum up some drama. I mean, it's genius. If you don't think this show is genius, okay? Yeah. Oh, Greg's upset. Greg thinks he's got it. Boom. Let's put a date right out front of his room of them being all cutesy together. Right? I mean, it's genius. And that was definitely foreshadowing of what was to come later in the episode. So then we get to the nighttime with the parents. I absolutely love their accents. Mom of the year, okay, for hometowns. Again, number one mom was JoJo Fletcher's mom on Ben Higgins' season. When she drank the whole bottle of wine, love it, shout out JoJo's mom, but Blake's mom definitely wins mom of the year, and you could tell how close to the family were. I mean, of all the hometowns, we had Justin had his buddies, which we'll get to, Greg had his family, like these people are close. This is a family I want to be a part of. His sister, oh my God, if it wasn't for the Greg shit show, honestly, his sister saying, spin truth. You told me you were in love with Claire. Then Tayshia came along. You told me you were in love with Tayshia. Then she. Now you're in love with Katie. She's the one. The fact that they aired that is awesome. Awesome. Thank you for keeping that in, because that's the type of shit they would cut. You know what I mean? So shout out Katie's sister. Love her. And then they were creating this Did I Say I Love You narrative, which, it's just so annoying. It's just so annoying. I'm just not into it. I wasn't buying it. But love the family. Love them playing hockey at the end. Thought it was very cute. Thought it was too quick. Wanted to see more of them, to be honest. Wanted more of the Canadian flavor. Love it. But that was Blake Mayonnaise. Justin's hometown. Okay. My big gripe with it. Guys, I understand the coronavirus. I understand travel. I understand pandemic globally. I got it. However, my issue with Justin's family not attending in New Mexico was that we never got a reason. Okay? My family couldn't be here because coronavirus is all we needed. But we never, I rewound it. We never got a reason that they couldn't make it. And I think the phone call between Justin and the mom definitely made it seem like they didn't want to be there because they didn't support Justin, not because of the coronavirus. Because if you think about it, Greg's sisters did a video and we got nothing from Justin's parents. So I wanted to know why they weren't there. If it was coronavirus, fine. If it was because they don't support him and don't think he's going to get engaged in 12 days, well, then we need to know that. That's like a huge deal, a huge storyline. She would have sent his ass home right away. Now, like, if Greg didn't blow up, Justin was clearly going home. His friends, I loved Herb and the other guy, just weren't bringing it. The blue cheese or ranch situation. All right, I have a real issue with it. I'm not even kidding, okay? Literally, listen to me. This is very important. Okay, if you think that blue cheese is better than ranch, you are on a different planet. Under no circumstance is blue cheese dressing better than ranch dressing. I mean, it's just not a case. Blue cheese is far inferior to ranch. And the fact that Justin came out, I was like, yeah, I love blue cheese. And Katie's like, yeah, I love blue cheese. That's bullshit. Ranch is the goat. You dip ranch in pizza. You put it on salad. It's so versatile. Okay? Like, I don't understand why he loves blue cheese. Now, that being said, I did love his reaction. I mean, Justin's reactions were made for the internet. In meme culture? Are you kidding me? Electric. And the fact that we're talking about blue cheese or ranch on this horse-drawn carriage, loved it. But, I mean, guys, Rosebud's Podcast on Instagram, if you like blue cheese better than ranch, I will hear you, I will listen to you, and I will respect your opinion. However, I just want to know why. I just want to know why. How do you think blue cheese is better than ranch? Okay? I just need to know. I need to know. Love the Baltimore theme. Love the crabs meal. Very Baltimore-y. We needed like Old Spice, though. Or not Old Spice. Isn't Old Spice like a deodorant? Old Bay. We needed like Old Bay. That's like a big Baltimore thing. Where are my Baltimore betches at? Okay? Right? What would you guys think of the Baltimore date? So I don't think Justin loves her. I'm over his date. I think he would have gone home if it wasn't for the Greg situation. Honestly, I think that. All right. Now, let's get to the part that you all came to the podcast for. The Greg hometown. I'm going to start off with some positives. He's from New Jersey. Shout out, we're from Philadelphia. Shout out our Jersey betches. Betch, betch, betch. Pork roll, egg, and cheese is the number one breakfast sandwich in the world. For all of you non-Philadelphia East Coast people who don't know what pork roll is, have you ever heard of Taylor ham? It's kind of like that. It's like a meat. It's not sausage, but it would be in the sausage family. It's like a thin sliced of meat. You put it on a bagel with a fried egg and melted cheese, and it is delicious. So, and it's very like New Jersey. Like New Jersey people love their pork roll, egg, and cheese. I freaking love my pork roll, egg, and cheese. All right? So I love that they did that. Okay? But like, how did they get the pork roll there? They must have been playing. Like, you can't just, I guess you can now, like on Amazon. But like, I guess they ordered it online. That was a dumb point. But then what I want to know, he talked about Italian ice. For all you non-East Coasters, Italian ice, we call it water ice, like Rita's water ice. Luigi's, I think, is a national brand. It's delicious. I put it in the ice cream family, but it's not dairy. It's like I think they have like baseball games. It's like if you go to 7-Eleven to get like a Slurpee, you know how it's like an icy? That's kind of like what water ice or Italian ice is. Very New Jersey, very East Coast. And I loved it. Water ice is the goat. I loved it. So in terms of creating a hometown date that was true to New Jersey, they had the water ice and the pork roll and cheese. Absolutely loved it. I'm surprised like Bruce Springsteen wasn't playing in the background or some shit. People from Jersey love Bruce. Hey, I love Bruce too. But like, if you say a bad thing about Bruce to the New Jersey people, you're in for a treat. So then we have playing basketball. And again, they're like, oh, basketball, like it's part of my childhood. I'm like, yeah, dude, we all played basketball. Like, I was like, why is it important? Thankfully, obviously, they explained he hasn't played since his dad died, which very romantic. Romantic? Or like, I don't know, it was nice. If it's true, it's nice. If basketball reminds him of playing with his dead dad, who obviously didn't play when he was dead, very nice. Support it. And then the kissing in the rain, obviously romantic. I mean, they're really building up this Greg narrative that he is the all-American boy next door, and I think there's so much news out there that no one's buying it anymore. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's out there that Greg is an actor. I said it last week, okay? People are putting it on Instagram. People are putting it on Reddit. The news is covering it. Like, E! News is covering it. Major news sources are covering it. So we're like, we're not, they probably made this edit, like hometown Greg, but we're not buying it. Are you? I'm just not buying it. So at night, we have the parents, her sister's in the video. Now, I'm just going to say something that's probably pretty mean. Love the sisters. We love sisters. I got one of them. You guys know her. Greg's one sister, I think she was the pregnant one. She looked like Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own. If you don't get the reference, go ahead and give it a quick Google, okay? And, you know, she's a lovely lady. In the face, she looked like Marla Hooch. That's all I'm saying. All right, people tell me I look like homeless people all the time, you know? It's just a fact. But love the videos, all right? But the sister's like, I wasn't buying that shit. The sister's videos were so inauthentic. And then they throw the kids in, and it was Uncle Greg, we miss you. I mean, Jesus Christ. For the implosion that Greg did to himself later in the episode to have the dad story, the kissing in the rain, the sisters on the video, the Uncle Greg, we miss you. I mean, did he have a deal with The Bachelor? I really want to know that. I think if Greg really is an actor and all the shitty stuff is out there about him, he wasn't posting a lot about the show during the season. What's going on? Like, guys, seriously, this franchise is shady as shit. Like, Chris Harris, like, everything that happened in the past, okay? Do not put it past them that, like, people are into this, all right? I think what happened is Greg probably didn't think he was going to make it this far, okay? And now he's this far, and he's like, ah, shit, self-destruction. And I think if he truly is an actor, like, he probably thought, oh, America's going to love me. Like, I gave everything to her. I told you filled a hole in my heart. Like, he's using lines. Like, those are written lines. Like, you don't just come up with that shit. That's where you have a writer's room. We talked about that with Jared Freed a couple weeks ago. We interviewed him. Shout out Jared Freed on our podcast. And he knows contestants from The Bachelor. So do I. Like, we've interviewed them. They told us, yeah, they have writers that come up with some of these lines. Okay? This is literally like a scene out of a movie. The shit he was saying was not normal, off the cuff, in the moment. I refuse to believe that. Do you guys believe it? I'm honestly asking. That's why this whole thing is sus, as the kids say. Shout out TikTok. Like, and if I was Greg, truly, if I was Greg and I have these feelings for the girl, one, you know what you signed up for, bud. Okay? You know what you signed up for. You know what you signed up for. And every contestant we talk to says, yeah, we know what you signed up for, but then you don't realize the feelings when you're in it. And I get it. If you're in love with this girl, she's dating three other guys. If you're that probably sucks. But that's The Bachelor. So really, you know, you get no sympathy from me. Okay, number one. Number two, if I was Greg, I would have been thrilled that Katie said to his parents that he's going to be here next week, that he's getting a rose. Like, trust, you got to trust her situation. Think about it from her point of view. She has to tell these other guys. I mean, she said it. I had to meet these other guys and these other families. Like, I'm not a piece of shit. Like, I can't just tell you I love you and run off with you. Would have been iconic. But that has to be the first time that a lead has ever told parents, like, hey, this guy's getting a rose next week, right? Like, that was pretty heavy. So if I was Greg and she said it to my mom, I would have been thrilled. You know how this game works. You're getting a rose next week. Next week, oh my God. The line of the season. I think I have it in Walt Whitman, but we got to talk about it now. Again, when I think he has writers and I think he has actors and like producers. Damn, did I not write it down? I want to get it right. The thing when he's like, what am I supposed to do? Go to the fantasy suite, make love with you, and then that's it? It's like, yeah, man. And the way that he said, like, make love, like, it was just so, I don't know what the words are, but it was so weird. Everyone's throwing around the term gaslighting, okay? I think it is, right? Was he gaslighting her? Katie shared that on her Instagram. She shared on her Instagram story the definition of gaslighting, which is like a form of manipulation. And I read it, and I was like, oh, shit. If you are consciously gaslighting someone, you are a piece of shit human being. I'm sorry, you are. Okay? You're like making that, it's like a form of manipulation. You're making them think that they are wrong for their thoughts and spinning the situation. So for him to say that line, it's like, yeah, dude, that's exactly what was going to happen probably. Guys, the more I think about this, there has to be more. He has to be an actor, okay? And I'm glad it's getting out there. I'm glad the mainstream media people are covering it. But, I mean, so he tells her he's in love with her. She says, I can tell you're not happy with your body language. Them talking in the dark, that was epic. You think Greg didn't know that? Come on. He went to the dark. He was whispering. Him with the hood up, I felt like he was a serial killer when he was outside with the hood up. So now I don't, you guys know I'm a big fan of every side has a story. That's what Rosebuds is about, okay? I would be willing to hear what Greg had to say. You guys are going to kill me for this. Do I think he made some interesting points? Maybe. But I don't know. We don't know. Of course we're going to take the lead side and Katie's side. But like, the only, and I think, oh man, I don't even know if I want to say this. Like, when he's like, I told you I love you and you didn't even react. Like, dude, he told you you're getting a rose the next day. She's not going to tell you he loves you. That is like A-plus reaction. You're sticking around. You get the fantasy suite. You get to do your notebook scene. I just don't know. Like, all this being said, guys, this Greg, 20, 30 minutes. First of all, you knew something was going to happen because we were flying through hometowns, number one. Number two, I mean, you can't tell me this wasn't entertaining TV. Like, this is the shit we kind of need from The Bachelor, right? Like, I think if you step back for a second and you watch this show from an entertainment point of view, this was entertaining. There's no doubt about it. But then, like, this is where, like, this Bachelor is in this weird cross-section of, like, being an influential show and part of American history that it's like, all right, well, are we just producing entertainment television with this piece of shit gaslighter? Or, like, do we have a chance to spotlight some, like, cause and, like, societal issue? I don't know. I loved it. As a fan of the show, if you take out the fact that these are, like, two people and if there's, like, characters on the show, wildly entertaining. You can't deny that. And it's, like, kind of the shit we want. Like, I want the drama. This is why we watch the show. But, like, now I need more. What the hell is going to happen next week? Does she leave? Does she get engaged to be married? Now, the next day she goes to her room. I absolutely love Katie in this position when she was, like, she said, he was like, you weren't reacting. And she was like, I was just listening. Like, I love that. Not enough people in this world listen. I love that. Okay. I feel like we missed a lot of the conversation. Okay. Right. We're days away from an engagement. Fair comment to make if you're not a piece of shit. Fair comment to make. But then he came off as a jerk. He's like, who cares about the rose? If he said that one more time, who cares about the rose? I don't care about the rose. Hey, buddy, you need a rose to advance. Guess what the last person standing on the show gets? The final rose. The first impression rose. If you don't give a shit about the rose, then don't go on the show. The rose symbolizes that she cares for you. She trusts the relationship. So the fact that you thought she was just going to quit the show ain't how it works, buddy. If you've been trying to get on the show for years, which we know he has, you know that. So, I mean, when he, like, storms off and then she chased him, the music was bumping, he tells her he's not happy anymore, then finally he leaves and her sitting on the ground, it just felt very acting, okay? It just felt very acting. No human switches like that, unless you got some fucked up issues, which he might. But, like, if you were truly in love with this girl, I don't think you just walk away from it. I don't think that. Before we get to Caitlin talking on the door, I put on Rosebud's podcast on Instagram a comment. So make sure you're following. Tell your friends. I put up, like, a little video. Like, what did you think of this? So let's see what some of you guys said. Opening Instagram. Okay. Oh, shit. You guys had thoughts. Oh, my God. I can't read all of these. All right. Some of them. I said, what'd you think of the Greg situation? Sound off. Greg wanted more than she's willing to give and acted like a child. Agreed. So effing confused. Don't think he was even that into her. Greg equal gaslighter. He came off really bad, like he shut it down. Okay, so no one was on Greg's side for that. Okay, that went well. There's so many more. I love you guys, but I can't read all of them. If anyone wants to know more, DM me. So then we have Caitlin coming through the door. Now, there's a couple of things to discuss here. One, I want to know why Caitlyn came to the door and not Tayshia and Caitlyn, or why not just Tayshia? Was it scheduling? Did they think Caitlyn would do better in that situation where was Tayshia not around? So I would like to know why it was just Caitlyn, number one. Number two, a lot of people on the internet were saying Chris Harrison wouldn't have been able to kind of be empathetic and relate to Katie if he was still the host like Caitlyn was. And I agree with that. That scene looks very different with Chris Harrison. Caitlyn's been there. We love Caitlyn. She's been in the situation. So I thought it was great. I think she did well. Some great memes, again, of her squatting outside the door when she was talking to Katie. Oh, my God. I loved it. But then, like, the only bad thing about this, when Katie was like, Greg left, Michael left, it's like, well, Justin's still here, Blake's still here, you're getting married in 2 weeks, and you're caught up on those dudes? Now, if Katie is with someone that is not Greg or Michael, and that person watched last night's episode, how the hell are you feeling? Now, I know it's been months, but, like, seriously, how the hell are you feeling? So that was my only gripe with it. And then when she's like, oh, I just want someone to book my flight home. Yeah, man, I get it. This shit, like, I get it. I thought Caitlyn was good in that situation. What'd you guys think? I think she was generally like, what the hell is going on? How can I help you? I'm glad she went in. And also, think about Katie. Katie's going through such a personal time. She probably wants, like, a friend or a mom in that situation. And it's Caitlyn Bristow. Like, I know they know each other, but, like, wouldn't you want someone like your mom, probably? Or a friend, best friend? Not a show host? I don't know. So then the ending credits, I mean, how rude. Also hilarious. And this is the drama, like the ending credits with Greg, where like they paint, and it was the echoing, and it was like romantic, and it was like, oh, Greg. Again, Boy Next Door. I feel like they put this episode together, and all the news came out that he's an actor, and now they're going to have to scramble back. I wonder if there's a live finale or After the Rose. We got to find out. So, I mean, really a great episode. The ratings showed that. 3.47 million this episode this week, up from 3.36 million. I don't know if the finale will get in the 4 millions, but trending upwards in terms of ratings, right? So we'll see. It's going to be a hell of a finale. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Best Dress, Worst Dress, Don't Have a Bunch, and then Walt Whitman and some other things I want to chat with y'all about. Her Blake date, she had like a pink shoulder thing on. Thought it was a cute dress. I thought it was like, for meeting the parents, like, I don't know. This is where I wish Lynn was here. Like, it was cute and I think innocent, but then her boobs were really pushed up. So I didn't know what to make of that. Was it, like, cute and, like, innocent? Or was it, like, I'm cute, but also, like, I'd love to be sexual with your son? I wonder about that. What did you guys think? Her tan jacket with the Justin date, loved it. Her floral dress on Greg's date, she can pull off floral. Love it. Very pretty girl. And then I noticed her manicure during the Greg debacle. So they just got a manicure person on call? That what we're doing? By the way, I really want to get a pedicure, but my feet are so ticklish, so I don't know. I don't think, like literally beyond, not like, oh, cute, ticklish. Like, no, I can't. If you tickle my feet, I will die. So any tips to get over that? Because I would love to get one. Walt Whitman, Poetry Hour. You don't have to greet. I actually love this. Blake to Katie. You don't have to be great. You just have to be you. Because so many times you get nervous meeting someone's parents. I love that line. Like, you don't have to put on a show, just be yourself. You don't have to be great, you just have to be you. Blake, put that on some merch, man. Good work. Katie to Greg, does it really rain in Jersey? Yeah, girl, it rains everywhere, not just Seattle. I thought that, was she joking? Maybe she was joking. Greg, I told you that you filled a hole in my heart and you didn't even acknowledge it. Great line, didn't come up with it. And then, I want someone to book my flight home. So, I mean, that was epic. So we talked about ratings. I want to talk that Bachelor account puts up some really good stuff. I think it's called like Bachelor Data of the Instagram growth. And I just want to talk about it for 2 seconds because there's some interesting habits that are happening. And just so you can see like how this show works. Okay. Last night, in 24 hours, Katie gained 14,000 Instagram followers from one episode. You want to know what's even more shocking? Greg gained 33,000 Instagram followers last night. Double Katie. So Greg, Mr. POS Greg, is still getting the Instagram followers. So it's kind of working. So yeah, go on the show. Blake Mayonnaise, 5,000 Instagram followers. Justin, 2,000. Tayshia, 500 followers. And Caitlin, 600 followers. I thought Caitlin's would be higher. But the Greg one, I mean, that is absolutely astronomical. 33,000 people followed Greg last night. So when you say go on the show for Instagram followers, I mean, there's data. There's 11% growth. Katie, 14,000. Like, is Katie in the millions yet? No, Katie's at 843,000. And what's Greg at? Greg is at 310,000 followers on the Instagram. Interesting stuff. What did you guys think? I'm pumped for the finale. I'm even more excited for Paradise. And I totally forgot until I saw the, whatchamacallit? The previews that David Spade was hosting a little bit. I wonder how much they paid him. I love it. I cannot wait. There was also an article that came out that apparently The Sun, whatever. What is The Sun? I think The Sun is like a Canadian tabloid or something. But apparently the headline is Bachelor execs now think losing Chris Harrison was a mistake as ratings plummet without ex-host despite racism scandal. And it's like an unnamed source, so, you know, like, take it for what you want. Some of the, you know, ABC execs are beginning to think that losing Chris Harrison was a mistake. Ratings are at an all-season low, and I'm not saying that's due to Chris, but that numbers don't lie, and this is per the insider. The producers do believe that Caitlin and Tayshia are doing a good job. Quote, no one behind the scenes is discrediting the job they've done, but losing a central figure to the franchise on such a sudden note was harder to fill than the execs predicted. This is a tough quote. And at the end of the day, Caitlin and Tayshia are not hosts, but they're doing the best they can. I mean, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, insider, whoever the hell you are. Chris Harrison would not have done what Caitlin did in that situation. No chance. Absolutely none. So, that's that. We'll see. Chris Harrison was also approached by TMZ, and he handled it very good. I should interview someone. How do these TMZ people work? That is a skill. I'm talking to people that, like, with the cell phone video, they get you coming out of the airport, and they start off all friendly, like, hey, Eddie, we love you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Hey, like, what's the deal? Why are you a piece of shit? And they ask it in such a friendly tone. Do you know what I'm talking about? These TMZ videos they do with all the celebs. Like, they'll get them walking into the gym. It's like, oh, my God, Bobby, we love you. Oh, my God, why'd you break up with Jennifer? You're such a piece of shit. Speaking of Jennifer, thoughts on Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez? Are we buying it? Do we like it? I may be biased because obviously I'm a baseball fan. I liked Jennifer and Alex Rodriguez together. But, like, I know Ben Affleck and J-Lo, like, you know, everyone loves them. But do you guys love it? Is it real? Are the photos fake? Is it a PR thing? What does A-Rod think of all this? How did they get back in contact? I feel like it happened pretty quick from the breakup with A-Rod. But that's a big one. Big shout out, Bachelor Nation News. Raven and Adam are pregnant, friends of the podcast. We know them from our Punchline Philly show. You guys saw them live in person. Lynn and I are in person. We love them so much. Congrats. They are pregnant. Love their pregnancy announcement. It's very cute. So big congrats to them. Speaking of Punchline Philly, be on the lookout. We got some news coming up for a live show. Rosebud's podcast on Instagram. And then lastly, non-Bachelor Nation question for you guys. There is a new dating show on HBO hosted by Nikki Glaser. Again, we interviewed her on a podcast, on our podcast. Go back and listen to that episode. Are we going to watch it? I think it's called F-Boy Island. A lot of dating shows are coming out. Love is Blind is back. Too Hot to Handle is back. Oh, my God. I'm hooked on Outer Banks right now. Do not spoil it. But if you're not watching Outer Banks on Netflix, what are you doing? I have so many thoughts. Maybe we'll talk. Maybe we'll do a special Outer Banks episode later. But that's what I got, folks. What do you think? Next week is the finale. I think it's 3 hours. I am so excited. I need to know more on the Greg situation. I need Greg to speak out. I want Greg. This is what, like, I don't want him to go on GMA or an ABC show unless it's Jimmy Kimmel and do like a 4 minute like fluff piece. I want him to go on like a podcast that's not Bachelor Nation Happy Hour, that's not Ashley. Like, I want him to go on, come on this one, and just like sit down, like, hey man, like, I'll give you the time of day. Just explain to me everything. I want to hear his side of the story. And then I'll probably tell him that he's a piece of shit. Like, a long form interview is what we need from him. So, what did you guys think? Rosebud's podcast on the Instagram. Next week's the finale. We will be in a different state, so I got to get figure out what we're doing in terms of recording. Maybe do some live things with Lynn. Shout out. And we will be back. But next week, finale. After that, Bachelor in Paradise. Cannot wait. And I repeat, I cannot wait. Love you, Looney Tunes. We'll catch you next week. Be safe. If you need to, wear your mask. Do the right thing. Be a good human. Tell your mom you love them. We'll see you next week, guys.
Hi, this is Patty Coon, and you listen to Rosebuds with Uncle Eddie and Mommy. I love you guys.